All right, this one is short. It's going to be sweet. I told you I was going to come back with the fight review after the Francis Ngannou fight against Anthony Joshua. You know, I wanted to do a preview, but you know, what more could be said than it's already said? I think they did a really good job of building this fight up. Even though it was in Saudi Arabia, even though it was going to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday when everyone's just either still at work on your last hour of your shift or just getting off and getting comfortable. We actually stayed and we watched it at work. We were like, we ain't going nowhere till this fight card is done. We're all fans. So, what did we learn today? I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that preparation is everything. When it comes to anything in life, when you have to show up, your performance, you can have all the talent in the world. If you're not prepared, you will underperform 100% of the time. You will never give 100% of your effort in the actual performance if you don't give 100% of your effort in the preparation. We saw that when Tyson Fury fought Francis Ngannou. Listen, Tyson didn't take this fight seriously at all. Tyson's like, man, I've been training with these MMA guys. I've seen their boxing training. I've seen how unbelievably far behind they are in boxing as we are. And so when he saw that he was going to be fighting Francis Ngannou, he didn't take it serious. He didn't train. Everybody saw Tyson Fury that fight. He was fat, sloppy. Didn't look like he cared. Looked like he had just drank a six-pack before the fight started. He just wasn't serious. He didn't take it seriously. And because of that, you had a motivated Francis Ngannou training with Mike Tyson, preparing to beat Tyson Fury, even though it wasn't for a championship belt. Even though they took all the belts, any probability of a belt being won, he was preparing to beat and upset the sport of boxing and upset all the naysayers who says MMA fighters are amateur boxers at best. He was there to prove them wrong. And he almost did, and he actually did in many instances. Because he gave Tyson Fury the fight of his life. He knocked him down. He lost a very close split decision that many people feel that Francis Ngannou should have been awarded. And so we had this question that, you know, maybe the myth, maybe it's true in some instances that an MMA fighter who just trains part-time boxing can come and compete with a boxer who has trained his entire life and trains full-time as a boxer. And so the question was raised, and you know, there's talent always plays a part in these things. And so we got Anthony Joshua, Olympic gold medalist, former undisputed world heavyweight champion, knockout artist. And now he's going to fight Francis Ngannou. And because of the Tyson Fury fight, even myself thought, oh, this is a dangerous fight for Anthony Joshua. He has nothing to win. It's dangerous. He was going to fight Deontay Wilder. At least if he would have lost that fight, he would have lost to a boxer. He would have lost to a former champion. He's fighting somebody who is fighting his second pro boxing match in his entire life. Really, his first pro boxing match, because if you remember, the Tyson Fury fight was basically an exhibition fight. That wasn't a pro fight. So here they are, they're fighting, and I'm nervous. I can feel myself holding my breath, and I had to remind myself to breathe when the bell started, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I want to happen. But then as the fight began, I began to think about how the UFC undersold boxing, how they tricked everybody into making boxing look like a bunch of clowns, making like boxers look like a bunch of clowns. You know what I'm talking about? James Toney. Dana White sanctioned a fight with a fat, old, out of shape, ignorant, very, very barely able to talk and complete a sentence, James Toney. Not at the tail end of his career, after his career was long over. This dude was just doing TV shows, and he looked fatter and fatter every show, and he looked like he was out of shape. You can tell James Toney was not training, was not taking anything serious, and he didn't believe that MMA fighters were real fighters. He didn't believe that wrestling was real fighting. And so Dana invited him to fight. Well, why don't you come and put up a shut up? You know, that's like going and telling an old man who can barely walk, if he thinks he's tough, why don't you come prove it against one of our young, hungry champions? And in this case, that young, hungry champion was Randy Couture, Olympic medalist, undisputed light heavyweight champion, undisputed heavyweight champion, still at the very top of his career. And they put James Toney in there. In front of the world, in front of the world stage, ESPN. This is like one of the first events of the UFC that ESPN had promoted. And they're promoting this fight with James Toney, and James is talking all like he does. We know James Toney. We know James Toney has convinced himself somehow that he has a chance. That even though, even despite he hasn't trained in a millennia, he's terribly out of shape. He can barely walk, let alone move around a ring, let alone get away from a wrestler. He had convinced himself that he could actually win this fight, that he actually has a chance, and he's going to put his reputation on the line. Now, keep in mind, if you've heard James Toney talk 10 years before that moment, and then 10 years to that moment, you would see the deterioration, the rapid decline in his brain function. So even the fact that he made that decision shouldn't be attributed to him. It should be attributed to years and years of taking punches to the head and being at the end of a very successful career and done with it and retired. But Dana White, with all of his masterminding, put him in the ring, boxing versus MMA, with a huge handicap. And the handicap was the boxer. The boxer's old. The boxer's out of shape. The boxer doesn't know a thing about what he's doing. Let's see if boxing can beat MMA. And our MMA fighter is a champion. He's still young. He's still active. I know I spent a long time on that, but you can tell how that had years of just frustration for me, because I knew that it was a setup. I knew that it was a complete fallacy that they would have this match, let alone call it boxing versus UFC. Boxing versus MMA. It should have been old, out of shape, illiterate, barely brain functioning fighter versus superior athlete who's currently training, winning fights, and currently very much in his career. That's what it should have been called. But they billed it as boxing versus MMA. You know what happened? James Toney got embarrassed. He embarrassed himself. He embarrassed himself when he walked to the ring. Should have never been there. So tonight, today was perfect. It was the perfect revenge. Because for the first time, for the very first time, you see, boxing, they don't do what MMA did. They don't need to sell their sport. It's already sold. They've been around for over 100 years. So they don't need to sell this sport, and they don't need to sell that, hey, boxers are better boxers than MMA fighters. It's a no-brainer. So you got not just a guy who is a former undisputed champion who is very much at the top of the ranking in boxing, about to fight for a belt, about to fight for a title, about to try to recapture his undisputed championship. But you also have now, for the first time ever, his opponent is equal to him. Not out of shape, not old, not fat, but his opponent is equal to him and equally dangerous. And he's an MMA fighter. He's the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, the guy who literally knocked Alistair Overeem's head off, the guy who punches so hard that it makes you weep. It makes you scared for the person that he hits. It makes you scared that that person may not get up. That's how hard this guy hits. Very dangerous. And we put him in the ring against a very dangerous boxer. Now you have two athletes at the same point in their athletic respective careers and sports compete in a ring, in a boxing ring. This was our revenge for the James Toney debacle, Dana White. That was still your fighter, bro. That's your best fighter. That's the baddest man from your organization. And Francis Ngannou. And what happened? What we saw was timing, skill, precision over raw power. I'm not going to lie. The first time Ngannou hit Anthony Joshua with the right hand, it was blocked, but I was scared for Joshua. It looked like it hurt. Looked like it rattled him. But you know what? That was the first and only time he hit him with a right hand. He actually knew that Joshua was being careful. So he got a little cute and thought, oh, he's trying to time me, so I'm going to get in the southpaw position and see if I can confuse. And I think before the thought even finished going through his head, he was on his butt. Big mistake. You're fighting a professional fighter. You're fighting a former world champion, an Olympic gold medalist. And you're going to try to trick him by going to southpaw. You know how many southpaws this guy has sparred against? Who were better than you? Who knew how to box? They might have not had the same punching power, but bro, that was a huge mistake. And that was a fatal one because he was never the same after that. Then he started backing up. Then he started fighting timidly because he realized this guy could knock me out with one punch. Not just the other way around. This guy is dangerous. And you guys saw what happened after that again. Skill, timing, fainting. All those things that you learn in a gym. Years and years and hours of repetition. Created a beautiful symphony of knockout music. And we got to see the answer to the James Toney, Randy Couture fight end in a brutal knockout that, mind you, took Francis Ngannou a long time to wake up from. I was worried about the guy. I really was, because I'm a fan. I love MMA. I love the UFC. I love PFL. I can't wait to see him fight Fajeda for the heavyweight undisputed MMA championship. But I'm not going to lie. I was happy to see the answer. I was happy to see the answer to what Dana White allowed James Toney to do and disgrace the sport of boxing. That was revenge, and it was sweet. And you know what? It was served cold. Very cold. And that's the best revenge.